I saw this most amazing vault. Such an amazing vault. I saw it today, and I'll share it with you. It's such an amazing vault. The Gemara says, it goes to the Homon min Atir Minayin. Where do you know Homon from? And then the Gemara says, well, of course it's all rabbinical, but the Gemara does question and say, is there any remez in the Torah for Homon? It goes to Esther, famously says, Nochi Aster Aster. The Gemara says, what about Homon? Where do you know Homon from? And the Gemara says, where do you know Homon from? Where is Homon? Where's the remez of Homon in the Torah? Hamino Eitz, referring to Adam HaRishon, Hamino Eitz, from that tree Eitz Hadas. Hamino Eitz. So the Mefarshim ask, many Mefarshim ask, what's the connection between Homon and Adam HaRishon? Of course, it's a nice play of words, but there must be a lot more to it. So this was an amazing vault today. Mamash, an amazing vault. Everybody makes the connection by Esther, Hester, etc. But by Homon, what's the connection between Homon and Adam HaRishon? What is the connection? Hamin Ha'etz. What's the connection? A Moedige vault. So I saw today, I believe the vault is from where I saw it written down by Rabbi Yudaya Dunner, and I believe that he quotes Aaron Leib Steinman, but I'm not sure about that. But it's for sure Rabbi Yudaya Dunner writes it. He says the following vault. He says that there was that the Adam HaRishon, he was allowed, he had the whole world in front of him. The whole world. He was allowed to do anything. He was literally, very, very literally, the whole world. He was allowed to enjoy anything and everything he was allowed to benefit from. One thing he was told, don't take, don't use, don't have benefit from it. And the Yetzer Hara of a person is, you always desire what you're not allowed. So there was the whole world in front of him, and was one thing that he wasn't allowed. And that's why he had the Yetzer Hara, I want that, I want this, I want this. I want this. And that's where the Yetzer was, and that's obviously where he failed, and the rest is history. Haman had exactly the same Yetzer. Haman had, he was the vice king, he had the power, nearly as powerful, 127 countries were within his remit. And he had money, he was richer than Achashverosh. He was an extremely powerful man, Extremely powerful man. There was one person, one simple yid, who didn't bow down to him. And he says, "Kol ze einenu shoveli. I have everything. I have wealth. I have power. I have covet. I have everything. But it's all not worth it. Kol ze einenu shoveli. Because there's one simple yid who doesn't want to bow down to me. One yid who doesn't want to bow to me. He said, it's all not worth it. Whatever I've got is not worth it. Because I want to have that yid bowing down to me. A person always seeks what he hasn't got. Person always exactly the same Yetzer Hara than Adam HaRishon. That he had everything besides one thing, and his Yetzer Hara is telling him, I want that. I'm not happy without it. What I don't have, that's what I wanna have, that's what I need to have. So we find that the Yetzer Hara of Adam HaRishon and the Yetzer Hara of Havon was identical. Mamash the same Yetzer Hara. And that's the connection, the very obvious connection between Adam HaRishon and Homon. I think it's a Moedig Gevor. And I saw in line with that, I saw an additional connection. I mean, I didn't say it in that connection, but it's a very true psychological point. Somebody once told me, and I saw it, I didn't hear it, I saw it recently. Somebody writes that, he said, what happens if somebody goes home and he tells his wife, I won the lottery, and does that ever happen? Does ever anybody win the lottery? Does it ever actually happen? It doesn't actually happen, right? It's all fake. Yeah, I don't know. I made £20,000. Yeah, is that how much the figures are? Yeah, £20,000? I earned £20,000 in the lottery. I got £30,000. So the husband says, £30,000, what are we going to do with it? They sit there at supper, very excited, £30,000. So the husband says, I agree with the £30,000, what are we going to do? My car is anyway quite a banger. I want to buy myself a nice fancy car for £30,000. You know, I deserve a batish now. I need a car for £30,000. And then the Rebbetzin says, you know, actually, if we've got spare money, I really would like to do the loft again. You know, the loft needs to be redone, and the downstairs carpet, and the upstairs loft, and the left window, it needs to be redone again. And then that would be about £30,000. And it's actually, you know what? We really deserve a holiday. Ganze balabatish, a holiday on a cruise in the Atlantic. I don't know where the cruises go, but you're going to go like a Schmacker cruise. and it's going to be really, really nice. That's also by that kind. And then they have this conversation. Ultimately, what's ultimately going to be? They're going to have to decide one of the three, right? Whether it's going to be the fancy car, it's going to be the fancy holiday, or it's going to be the loft. It's going to be one of the three. Whatever they're going to decide on, they're not going to, enjoy themselves. They're going to have a nice car, or a nice loft, or a nice cruise. But the other two now, suddenly now, let's say they go for the cruise and they have a great time. They spend a month on the cruise, excellent, gewaldig. But now whenever they go up the stairs, they go to the loft, they say, ach, do you know, actually the loft really needs to be redone. And whenever he goes into the car, he's going to say, do you know, actually this car really needs to be. So instead of gaining happiness, they actually gain undiluted misery. So it's true, no? It's so true that. It's so, so true. So it's about that whatever you don't have, you read the urge that a person, psychologically it's all, a person has, he always has the urge for what he hasn't got. And that is the avoid of Yom of Purim is to uproot that. And that's the homon, pardon? The exact
measurement. So,
Mordechai
is the opposite of
Haman. He's thinking, I need. Exact. And he says, "Punkt, what I've got, that's what I need. I don't need any more than that. One ice. Really nice. The exact measure. Mordechai, Mamash, Vata, Hot, that's what he needs. He doesn't need any more than
and
that.
I need everything else as well.
Right? Yeah. It's really nice. What a nice Hosofa. Very nice. Yep. Very nice. Shkoyach. Very good. Good. Okay. I think it gives chizik, halacha lemaisa gives chizik with regards to matonis lembioni mishlach monis. That, you know what, don't cheshbon £2.50, you know, I was just making a cheshbon. He's going to black before my, you know, cheshbon of the, you know, how much this costs, how much that costs, you know, I saw this vault and I thought, you know what, that's probably the void. Not to, you know, that the mid of, so we, nisht isn't, you know, that the attitude of not counting the pennies. Right, okay, we're up to Ilchus Pekas Apeilois. And we started delving into the halachas of the various level of Perpe Agofen, Perpe Oates, Shehakoil, and things that don't deserve a bracha at all. We're now going to go into Siv Dalet, which actually is a very critical discussion with regards to medical medicines which are taken. We're going to be learning some interesting halachas with regards to foods that are actually mazik, and we'll then be going into other halachas. Which are general essential rules with regards to Ilchus Birkas HaPeiros. Let's start with Siv Dalet. Shemen Zeis, oil. Shemen Zeis, olive oil. So that's the second line in page 211. Now, I don't know if we all have exactly the same editions, but that's pretty much where it is. Page 211, second line, Siv Dalet. Shemen Zeis. So if you have oil in front of you, olive oil. Im Shosoy, if somebody drinks olive oil. Has anybody ever tasted olive oil? Yeah, how does it taste? Tastes okay? Okay, so now let's discuss if you'd make a bracha or not. Shemen Zeis, im shosoy kemoishu. If you drink olive oil, just olive oil the way it is, then einoy mevoyech olav kral. You will not drink, if you just fancy having a cup of olive oil, you will not make a bracha. I don't know how nice it tastes, but never mind the taste. You don't make a bracha on olive oil. The reason is, mishum da zuke mazik lei. It's actually harmful. It's not healthy. If you go through a half a cup of olive oil, it's unhealthy. Therefore, we're learning something which is positively unhealthy, and it's mazik, it damages a person, you don't make a bracha on that. However, ve'im ochloi impas, if you eat it together with bread, so as a dip, you have a bit of challah, and you want to dip it a little tickle in the oil, you dip it, you have oil with bread, im ochloi impas, if you ate the oil with the bread, you still will not make a bracha on the oil. Why? The pas ikka, the bread is the essential food, and you always make the bracha on the essential food item, and you exempt through that as a tefele de tofele. This is now touching on a rule, which we will discuss in much greater detail later, the ikka and the tofele rule. Very famously, when you eat something which is made out of two foods, a simple example would be a bit similar to what we're discussing now. If you have a spread on bread, you will not make a shakel on the spread because the ikka, which is the bread, exempts the tofel. And there's many examples and many shalits within that, but that's the rule. The Iker and the Tofel. The Iker always patters the Tofel. Not always, but generally the Iker patters the Tofel. So here also, since the bread is the main food and the essential food, it patters the oil, which is the Tofel. Now, Ve'im shosoi me'urev imei silke. Now, the whole reason why people want to go for oil is it's not random. This person over here is not crazy. There's a very specific reason why he wants to drink oil. And that is, what could it be? Any guess? Pardon? Pardon? No.
Memory.
Oh, that's olives, not olive oil.
Bad throat.
Good, absolutely correct. The throat, that's absolutely correct. The Shulchan Aruch says that if you have oil, it actually helps a lot for sore throat. If somebody's got condition with his throat, oil is very helpful. We can imagine that. So v'im shosoy ma'orev imei salkem hanikra anigroin. I do not know for sure the translation of anigroin. I believe it is a type of borscht. So if you have if you drink the oil mixed ma'orev imei salkem, some sort of borscht, then she'oz, then if you have that combination of borscht with oil, she'eino mazik, then it doesn't damage, it's not unhealthy to have the oil then. Adrabe, on the contrary, hu moil, it very much helps, legor into the throat. Now it depends as follows. So you're having now this borscht with oil, concoction kind of thing, yeah? You have that oil with borscht. If you eat that now, that's very good for the throat. Now it depends. This is a mamashi esoid, a very important rule. If you have pain in your throat and you're having it for a medical reason, then the main ingredient is the shemen, the oil. And you will make the correct bracha for this oil borscht. You're going to make the bracha of Bere Prio 8. Not because of the borscht is Shakol, but because of the oil, which is her 8. You're going to make, if you've got your pain, you've got pain on your throat, you're going to have this oil borscht, and you're going to make Bere Prio 8. That is, if you've got pain in your throat. If your intention is not medical at all, you're drinking this, but not for medical purpose, because it's very satisfying and it's filling, and that's why you have your throat, Baruch Hashem, is perfectly in order. Then the borscht is the ikka, this anigroin is the main ingredient. And you will not make a bracha, ela only al anigroin shakol. You'll make the bracha of shakol. The correct bracha will be shakol. So we're learning over here many, many esodas. The last one that we're learning, which is the first one I'm going to mention, is that you have got this drink that is made out of two ingredients. You've got this anigroin, call it borscht, together with oil. Now it's got both ingredients. What bracha do you make on that? Now, it's very relative. It's all relative. It's very much relative. You can't say it's shahakol, and you can't say it's ho'et, because it will depend why you're drinking this. Fascinating halacha. Why are you drinking it? If you're drinking it for medical reasons, because of your throat, then the main ingredient is the shemen, the oil, and you're having it for medical purpose, so that you're looking at it from the oil perspective, and then you're going to make, no, not shahakol, you're going to make, if it's for the oil, you're going to make ho'et. You can make her 8, because the 8 is what really counts. And the same identical drink, his friend, whose Baruch Hashem, his throat is perfectly in order, he's drinking it because he's thirsty, he's going to make on the same identical drink, he's going to make shakol, because he's not, his throat is fine, he's not drinking for medical purpose, he just said, oh, that looks like a nice drink. And he's drinking it, and he's going to make shakol on the same drink, because he's not drinking for refuah. Because for him, as far as he's concerned, the main ingredient is the borscht. That's very, very interesting, and that will have many knock-ons to halacha. But let us step back a minute to the beginning of the sif. For medical? You mean from the medical perspective, from the bracha perspective? No, I don't think that's what it's... I don't have it. I don't know. As a tofu, you're not going to drink it as a drink. Correct, yeah. Yeah. This is specifically referring now to olive oil. It is. What would be the case? What would be the case exactly? If you... it was, is that also mazik or not?
It's sunflower oil.
If you drink sunflower oil, if you drink it like this, I do not know. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Chavzayin, even if you are drinking this for medical purpose, the shaman, you don't make a bracha on oil, because oil by itself, you don't benefit, you don't enjoy it. It would appear, therefore, any oil you just drink, any oil, you'd probably not make a bracha on it. Now, there's a chiddush here, a massive sharetzin based on the Rambam, halacha lemaisa. There's a massive, massive halacha lemaisa point coming out from this. We're learning, Rabbeisai, if you have oil which you're drinking it for medical reason, you don't make a bracha on it. Because the azuke maske, and then secondly, you don't have any benefit from it. Again, why is he drinking this oil? Medical reason. You don't make a bracha on it because menu. Now, what do you mean menu? You don't make a bracha
by itself.
Okay, Rabbi Sai, what do you mean you menu? You're getting healthy from it. You're doing it for medical reason. You're drinking it because you want to get healthy. Your throat is in pain. You are drinking this oil. You want to have the tough, you want to have it the quick, there's a paracetamols that work quickly and the ones that work slowly, apparently. Still don't know if it's a placebo effect or if it's real. You know, paracetamols that go quick? What are they called? You can get paracetamols that work quicker? No? You guys know what they're called? Extra. Okay, so this person's got massive pain in his throat. He doesn't want to have it together with a borscht and all that. He hasn't got nerves and patience for that. He takes a cup of oil. He says, I scream some pain. He goes in, he says, okay, I'm going to have this oil now. And glug, 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 glug. He goes to the half a cup. Now we are saying he's having it for medical reason. He's eating for medical reason. He will not make a bracha because menu. But what do you mean, he's having it for, why is the fact that he's taking it for medicine, why is that itself considered an anah? That should make a bracha on it. No, so that's not what we're saying. Never mind that, because even if it's onamazik, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying that the fact that it doesn't have menu, that itself is the reason that you don't make a bracha. Good point, I hear your point.
Not from the tzar.
So therefore, Rav Feingold says, Lemaisa, you don't have tam, it doesn't have tongue taste nice, to make a bracha on it. Rabbi Yisai, halacha lemaisa mamash, a syrup. You have a kind of, it could even be for the throat, or it could be for any medical reason, you have one of those that are, the liquids, a cough syrup, or whatever it may be. Do you make a bracha on that, yes or no? Right. Do you make a bracha? You know those that the liquid, and you eat and you swallow it. Do you know what I mean?
There are types of chitzes, aren't there, by flavored medicines.
Okay, then I'm going to go to flavors in a minute. I'm not talking about flavors. I'm talking the ones that are, well, not flavored enough to make you hanor from it. They are awful. I'm talking about specific one that is like just really awful. That you just really drink. You're only swallowing it because you know that it's al derech hateva. It's going to help. Yeah. Very good. So we're learning from this very, very halacha that we're discussing now, from this very Mishnah Berurah we're learning. If you are not having any What was your nusach, Rabbi Feingold? Tam. If you don't have any nene memenu, the fact that something is eaten for medicine per se, that itself is not considered a hana. You will not make a bracha, and as long as it doesn't taste nice, you don't make a bracha on it. You don't make a bracha on it. Sharetzin tziv cotton chav zayin, v'chem uch me'amechaba lekamei, v'chem uvu beramba mehed yayin sham. Yeah, okay, so that's basically the discussion over here, but that is the point. So amazing, but of course if it's flavored and it starts tasting nice, it's good, halacha will be different. So if it's the kind that has like loads and loads of flavors and sugars added, so then halacha will be different because to some extent you have anor from it. And halacha will be different. But the ones that are really, so the children's ones, normally they have loads of colorings and sugars, so the halacha will be different. Yeah. But certainly if it doesn't have any, if it's awful, you don't make a brach on it. Right, okay. Now, the shayla I would like to ask is as follows. What will be the halacha if you've got this, so we discussed, if you've got the shemen, you're drinking it as it is, we've just discussed. You don't make a brach on it. If you have a bread, you also don't make a bracha because the bread is the ikka. Then we learned to discuss, the Shulchan Aruch speaks about if you have this borscht oil combination. Okay. Now I want to know, what's the halacha? So what's the halacha if it's borscht oil combination? Depends where you eat it. Now what happens if it's significantly more oil? Significant 80% oil, 20% borscht. What would be the halacha then? It also depends. Rav Feingold says the greatest chiddush. He says, it still depends. Not only when it's 50-50, you're going to go according to your kavana. Not only when it's Rav Feingold, but even if it's 80% oil, even if it's 99%. Even if it's 99% borscht and 1% oil, Rav Feingold, it depends, it goes according to your kavana. And similarly, vice versa as well, Mr. Omer, right? If it's 99% oil and 1% osh, Rav Feingold will tine it. Depends why you're eating it. Are you eating it for medical purpose? You're going to make shakol. If it's for medical purpose, you go according to the oil, hits or eights. If it's for enjoyment, you're going to go according to the bosh, even if it's 1%, and you're going to make shakol because that's your intention. Rav Feingold is 100% correct because if Kot Lamed Aleph tells us, what's that?
1% means less than even.
No, well, maybe you're right. Maybe if it's bottom of shishim, you're right. Interesting point. I don't know. It's an interesting point. You might be right. So if Kotel Aleph Aleph says Mamish what the Rebbe Feingold says, and if Kotel Aleph Aleph Avolei Shemen Ika, the Merachich, it makes the throat soft. Who Merape and it heals the gall in the throat. Va'afal Gav, and although Hanigron Meruba Al Hashemen, although it's more than 50%, Al Hashemen Deloi. As Linon Campbell Suroiv Hamashke, we will not go over here according to majority and minority. Hello, Kol Dovosh Ika Kavonosoi, who Ika Leinian Abrocha. You go according to his intention. It's very, very interesting. Vashini Nifter Bebekoso, and the other one will be put in his Brocha. So, Aboy Sai, there are some, what are they called? Some sweets. Sweets. I don't know what they're called. I do not know what called. You'll tell me soon what they're called. They're officially, they taste nice, but there are also, there's reoccurring shadows about them in kashas, but leaving this out. If there are the ones that are certified and they're fine, and you're having them because of, and they taste nice. You're having them, you could have them for two reasons. You could have them either because your throat is hurting you, and they really help, or you can have them because they actually taste nice. Strepsils, is that what they're called? Yeah. Lozenges. Strepsils. Okay, the day is nice. Rabbi said, what will be the halacha? Is it the same shayla? Is it different shayla? You're still having anor. So you're saying that either way it's going to be shaka. Well, there's no oil element in it, but you're saying you're going to make a bracha because of... Right, so the truth is that there the shayla is not identical shayla because there is... Pardon? Yeah. Yeah. What's that? Because it's anyway or no. Yeah. That's right. So it's going to be different there because it's anyway, there's a, it's, there's an direct hana from it. There's a direct hana from it, and therefore you're going to make shakel either way. That makes for as tablets, and therefore.
You should make the book,
yeah? That's right. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, good. Okay, continue. Let's start with Sif. Sif Cotton. Sif Cotton Amid Base is important as well, actually. Amid Base in Mishnebu Sif Cotton Amid Base. If you have this borscht oil drink, you have it for the oil, for the medical reason. Mishnebu Sif Cotton Amid Base tells us, for the Achrov Me'en Sholosh. You're gonna make bracha chon accordingly as well in shasa kashir if you drank a shir. Good. Okay. So let's just recap what we covered tonight. Besiat Ishmael, we learned some yisoidis with regards to the eating of shemen zayis. We learned that if you eat shemen zayis as it is, even if it's medical purpose, you're not going to make a bracha because it's mazik. We learned from that an important yesoid that anybody who drinks a medicine and has no ano, you will not make a bracha on it. If you do not ano, we learned if you're having the oil together with bread, you don't make a bracha because it's potter, it's exempt, it's nitfal to the ikka, which is the bread. We learned if you're having it together with the salke, with the anigroin, then it depends on your intention. If your intention is the healing, the refuah, you will make a bracha on the oil. If the intention is just the physical drinking of it, then you're going to make shehakol because the borscht is the ikka. We learned that the Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't make a difference what the majority is from the point of view of what the percentage wise. It goes according to ikka kavanosoi. Tomorrow, Mishnah, we'll learn Sif Hei, which tells us about Shkedim Amorim, which includes again more Yisoidis.